Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. US and Iran agree to a conditional two-week ceasefire after Tehran allows safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Global crude oil prices fall sharply following the agreement. Russia and China veto UN resolution on Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Khalilur Rahman in New Delhi this afternoon. And Indian shooters Palak and Mukesh win gold medal in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at ISSF World Cup in Spain. And now the news in detail. In a major diplomatic breakthrough, the United States and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of all-out war. The agreement, brokered through intermediaries, calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95 within hours of the announcement. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the deal in Washington, calling it a win for diplomacy, while Iranian state media described the ceasefire as a necessary step to protect the region.
The ceasefire creates breathing room for talks, but deep differences persist. Iran insists its enrichment activities are a sovereign right and non-negotiable, while the US and its allies have long pushed to restrict or eliminate them entirely. Iranian state media says the country's 10-point plan for a permanent end to the war demands that Washington accept Iran's uranium enrichment program, along with lifting all sanctions, releasing frozen assets, and providing compensation for damages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel supports the U.S. decision to suspend strikes on Iran for 2 weeks, provided Tehran opens the strait and halts attack on United States, Israel, and regional countries. However, Netanyahu stressed that the ceasefire does not include Lebanon. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel supports the United States' decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, but clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel welcomed U.S. President Donald Trump's efforts to ensure Iran no longer poses a nuclear, missile, and terror threat to the United States, Israel, Iran's Arab neighbors, and the wider world. However, Iranian officials have repeatedly said any lasting ceasefire must include a halt to Israeli operations in Lebanon. Asian stock markets jumped today following the announcement of a two-week ceasefire between the United States and Iran. Oil prices fell sharply following the de-escalation of military tensions in the Middle East and the promised reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Japan's Nikkei 225 led the rally with a 5.28% surge, up by 2,822.44 points, while South Korea's Kospi rose 5.61% or by 308.11 points. India's GIFT Nifty also climbed over 3% to reach the 23,841 level. Other regional indices, including the Hang Seng and Taiwan's weighted, saw gains of 3.04% or 763.47 points and 3.72% or 1,234.69 points, respectively. The ceasefire also triggered a massive sell-off in the energy sector. Russia and China have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, a vital maritime choke point through which a fifth of the global oil passes. The 15-nation UN Security Council voted on the resolution proposed by Bahrain, which got 11 votes in favor, 2 against, and 2 abstentions. The resolution could not be adopted because veto-wielding permanent members Russia and China voted against the resolution. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman this afternoon in New Delhi. Mr. Rahman arrived here last evening on a 3-day visit to India. During his visit, Mr. Rahman is also expected to meet the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. This marks the first visit to New Delhi by a Bangladeshi minister since the BNP-led government took office in February. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his counterpart of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. Denzil L. Douglas, inaugurated the High Commission of St. Kitts and Nevis in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar said that both countries have maintained close and very friendly ties since the establishment of the diplomatic relations between both sides. He expressed confidence that the new resident mission would lead to the deepening of the partnership between Indian and St. Kitts and Nevis.
Our bilateral engagement is built on common values of democracy and our historic struggle against colonialism. Now, these shared experiences have fostered a deep bonding that has developed as fellow members of the Global South. India is already engaged in a project on the processing and packaging of lima beans. We agreed in our discussions to conclude a framework on quick impact projects that would deliver for local communities. We also spoke about health challenges and the importance of maintaining medical inventories and emergency supplies nearby for the use of CARICOM members.
Minister of Foreign Affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. Denzil Douglas, said the establishment of a resident diplomatic mission in another country has long been regarded as one of the most significant achievements in bilateral relations. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today arrived in Washington, D.C. in the United States. During his visit, Foreign Secretary will hold discussions with senior officials of the U.S. administration on a wide range of issues, including trade, defense, science and technology, as well as regional and global developments of mutual interest. The External Affairs Ministry said this visit will provide an opportunity to review the full spectrum of India and U.S. bilateral relations and advance the ongoing cooperation across key areas. The Election Commission of India commenced the International Election Visitors Programme, IEVP 2026, for the upcoming Legislative Assembly elections of Assam, Kerala and Puducherry in New Delhi yesterday. A report.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S. S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, inaugurated the program. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kumar said that ECI takes elections in India as festivals of democracy and works towards ensuring it in a mission mode. The poll body said that in the first phase, the delegates of the program will visit Assam, Kerala and Puducherry today and tomorrow. In the second phase, the delegates will visit West Bengal and Tamil Nadu from 20th of this month. The commission added that 43 delegates from 23 countries, including representatives from 5 foreign missions in Delhi, will be participating in the first phase of the program. The IEVP provides a comprehensive overview of India's electoral framework, institutional mechanisms, and operational architecture, while familiarizing foreign election management bodies delegates with best practices and innovations in election management. With Shivang and Saklane, this is Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
Indian shooters Palak Gulia and Mukesh Nilavali won a gold medal with a new junior world record in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at the ISSF World Cup at Grenada in Spain yesterday. The duo scored a total of 487.7 points in the final, eclipsing the previous record of 481.3 created by Uzbekistan's Nigina Setkulova and Mukhammad Kamalov at the Asian Shooting Championships in New Delhi earlier this year. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. and Iran agree to a conditional 2-week ceasefire after Tehran allows safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Global crude oil prices fall sharply following the agreement. Russia and China veto UN resolution on Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Khalilur Rahman in New Delhi this afternoon. And Indian shooters Palak and Mukesh win gold medal in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at ISSF World Cup in Spain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.